Let's get to first things first, okay?
Sure.
Let's get to Area 51. Groom Lake, as it's known as well, what other names does it have?
Oh, Papoose Lake, there's Area 51, there's Area 52, Area 53, 54. I mean, how many times do you can you count? Yeah, and then there's adjacent areas and things like that, too. We have maps on our site to show you all the different levels, mm-hmm. and even undergrounds and, you know, the area and the adjacent area. And so Roswell, we're talking about the one known crash. And in fact, that small UFO crash or craft actually was monitored from China. The Chinese have that monitored coming into, you know, from their region of the world in Asia across into New Mexico. So we know that we have...
Why do they pick Roswell, of all places, in New Mexico? Why Roswell?
There was a large radar installation there, brand new type of radar that they were developing, okay, and they were curious about it. They're very curious type people, or entities, if you want to refer to them that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were actually brought down by these high-intensity radar things. And when they crashed, of course, they found the bodies. They found there was another crash also almost at the same time in another part, which they found. They're still finding pieces of it in adjacent areas. But the Roswell incident is well proven. there's no problem identifying the Roswell because we have too many witnesses, including Wernher von Braun himself and his... co-workers, okay? People want to find out about Roswell, they go to irishufology.net, the website, and they just type in our search engine in the forum. They just type in Roswell. You've got skady eight type of references to Roswell and all of the witnesses that were there.
Okay, Benjamin just called in, and he wants to know, what about Europe? Why is it always flipping America? Jeez. So, in other words, what he's trying to say is, I suppose, when you look at all these instances, and we talk about Area 51, why is it all, everything seems to revolve around America or happen in America? Is it to do with geographical location?
No, excuse me, it's worldwide. It's a global phenomenon. In fact, America actually censors a lot of the news around the world about UFOs and actual landings and things like that. Russia did the same thing. They all want the monopoly of the cover-up. The Americans aren't exclusive to seeing UFOs or crashes or retrievals or this type of thing.
Brandon just texted in. I won't give you all the text, basically, but he wants to know, have you ever been abducted?
Myself, no.
Yeah, personally. Have you ever met an alien personally yourself?
The tall whites.
You've met a tall white, have you?
In the Nordics, not a tall white, on several occasions, okay? In fact, I talked about them when I was the keynote speaker at the Probe International Conference just this March, the end of March.
Do you find a tone of skepticism when you're talking to people about aliens?
Yes and no. It depends on where they're coming from. It's healthy enough to be a skeptic as long as you have an open mind. It's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. But when you see one yourself, you can't bring anyone else, really, to where your own experiences are. Try it. You can't do that. Even if you come home from college or the army and you want to share photos or stories.
Somebody else wants to know, has a spaceship ever landed in Ireland?
Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Well, we've had several landings in Ireland, and we've had even the police, the Garda. We've had Garda's interviewed here, Gardaí. They told the stories, but then places have been cordoned off and people have been turned away from the investigations.
You're trying to tell me the Irish Garda would be clever enough to do what they do in America and cordon things off and hide it all?
Not like that, but as a matter of routine and being ordered to do something, they do that, yes.
Okay, I got a text here. You can answer this one whatever way you like. Okay?
Sure.
Hello again, Niall. The UFO world is run on paranoia, hoaxing, and government departments using the gullibility to their advantage. Area 51 exists to develop aircraft. They have to be test flown in open air because they can't be flown over villages at all. Roswell discredited over and over again. Sorry, UFOs are bunk. Tom Mulcahy.
Right. He's obviously never seen one.
No, obviously not. No. And he's a skeptic.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what I said. Until people believe what they want to believe. Take a special pair of sun.
What about what he said? Area 51 was developed to test aircraft. That's what the Americans will have us believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, in that case, we would have had them spotted a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We would have known about that, okay? Because that's not such a big cover-up. But
well, it would be if they were developing a new type stealth fighter, which they did many years ago.
If they're
developing new planes, of course they want to keep it a secret. They
well, sure.
The enemy fighting out, so
yeah.
They would have some.
But they're also testing and reverse engineering crashed alien craft, and they also have help from certain alien species. So they now have craft with different propulsions. They in Area 51. They also have anti-gravity devices and on their propulsion systems.
Mm-hmm.
These ancient rockets, the shuttles that we're sending up, like the personnel in them are riding on basically powder kegs.
Somebody texted in, UFOs landed in Bantry and Cork.
Yeah.
Maybe they did.
Mm-hmm.
If there's alien life, and if they're extremely intelligent, and
yeah.
if we've seen spaceships with unbelievable engineering and intelligence on these spaceships, how come this kind of stuff hasn't basically benefited the world?
Well, has it or hasn't it? All of our technology, look how far we've advanced in just say the last 60 years or so,
mm-hmm.
with all the fiber optics,
mm-hmm.
all of the new theories coming out of from the physicists on excuse me. What?
Most likely coming out of China.
What's coming out of China?
All the technology is coming out of China, isn't it?
Well, that every one of the major countries have developed technologies,
mm-hmm.
but we've had actually it started a lot of the new technologies
mm-hmm.
were started by the U.S. giving them over to foreign companies, local companies, American companies, this type of thing to develop. Hey, listen, we've got this technology here. Can you try to help us develop it here? This is the idea of it. And the companies start working on it, all of the major companies. And finally, they come out with a redesigned type of prototype thing,
mm-hmm.
and it works or it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
this type of thing. But all of the theories, inclusive of, the things that run our technologies today, the science behind them, all of this comes in the last 60 years or so. Okay.
Oh, look, there's been people texting in with numerous things that they've cited here, there, and everywhere. They're a bit afraid to come in there and talk about it in case their friends think they're maniacs. I suppose if people want more information, they can go to your website, which is www.irishufology.net.
Right, then they can find out all about Obama, too, and what a guy he is, and why they ought to stay away from him, and why he's dangerous, okay, and this type of thing.
You've got an agenda there.
And also, we cover many different fields. We cover Bin Laden's death and things like that. He's been dead for years before the Navy SEAL supposedly went in and killed him. On May 1st.
I can feel the agendas coming through.
Yeah, there's all types of conspiracy theories, but when you look at the proof, when you look at the reliable people,
mm-hmm.
Those who were there at the time, and the people in the local areas,
mm-hmm.
the way they talk, they're interviewed. You don't get that on news media. Major media worldwide is controlled. And that's the way they like us to be, controlled and predictable. They show us a hall of mirrors on television, on radio,
mm-hmm.
newspapers, magazines. It has nothing to do with reality. You want unreality? Watch TV, listen to the radio, and read the newspapers.
I watch the Late Late Show.
The Late Show, you're trying to at least make an incursion into exploring these things, which is great.
Listen, Speeps, if people want more information, they go to the website, which is www.irishufology.net. Speeps Fox, thank you very much indeed, and I'm sure we will talk to you again.
Right, and carry on screaming.
There you go.
Right.
He's the man.
Right.
If you want to know about spaceships, I just thought I'd bring you that.
Hi, Sweeps.
Right.
Hello, Sweeps.
Yeah, I'm
Did
here.
Did you carry on screaming there, was it?
Yeah, why not? You know,
oh,
because
yeah, why
people...
Why not, indeed, absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks a million for the call.
No, it's quite all right. We didn't really get into the depth of it again. Tell him he's quite mad, but we enjoy doing his shows.
No problem. I'll tell him that.
Okay, tell him we love him.
Cheers. We'll talk to you again soon.
And you too. Thanks.
All the best.
Right, and to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.